The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga. And boy, do we have a special All-Star today. I am really happy to have her on. We knew each other, but we didn't know each other. We used to pass when she had an office on 120 West, and I stopped for coffee. But before I introduce her, I want to just say a few words. If you would listen to the show for quite a while, you remember that we used to have Dr. Jim Noonan on every 2 months to do a medical show. And he happened to be my personal physician for quite a while, and he had to give up his part of the practice maybe 8 years ago. Well, he passed away on Monday. He was 67 years old, and he was a good friend, and he just went through a lot of stuff the last 7 or 8 years. And I just want to say, I know where he is. He's upstairs. And, take care of him and just keep his wife in your thoughts, Dr. Ann Noonan. And we're going to miss him. So that's it. And I want to introduce our guest today, Diana Yezzi from Integrated Services. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is Integrated Staffing. You know how many years I've been saying Integrated Services?
I tried to get that as a name, and yeah, it was already taken.
It was, yeah. Because when I went online to the website, which is a really neat website, and I know it's you add things on almost every day from the blog or, business-wise. So if anybody would like to go to the website, it's www.integratedstaffingcorp.com. You can get so much information, contact information. But Diana, what we like to do on our show is to have our guests give a little bit of their personal background. And if you could do that for us. And you can start out like when you were 3 years old. How's that?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
I grew up in Gilderland. I have a twin brother. His name is David. My name is Diana. My parents did not know they were having twins, so they spelled my name wrong. So I have an H in the middle of my name for absolutely no reason.
But that's nice.
Yeah, so it's an interesting little background. Yeah. And my twin brother lives in Clifton Park and is married with 3 children. So see him often. It's quite nice. Yeah. Went to Gilderland High School. Kind of worked around here my entire life, Cross Gates and Colony, and then kind of started making my way up north, living in Clifton Park. Went to Plattsburgh State and SUNY Albany. I have 2 bachelor's degrees.
Oh, wow.
And really big into the Catholic Church growing up in Gilderland. Kind of came up here and involved a little bit more. And enjoy the area. Love upstate New York.
Now, do you live up in Saratoga now?
We do. We live in Greenfield Center.
Well, excellent, excellent. That's getting to be a built-up area. There's a lot of land out there, and it's a lot of beautiful houses are starting to pop up.
It's interesting. When we moved from Gilderland, we came up, and we're, 5 minutes from downtown Saratoga, mm-hmm. but the people on one side of us had goats and chickens, and on the other side was a doomsday prepper. Oh. So I said, we are definitely moving out to the country.
That's neat. That's neat. Yeah, it is so nice up there. I drive a school bus for upstate transit.
Oh, okay.
So we pick up kids in Saratoga County and bring them to the schools, the special needs schools or whatever that they go to. And I have 3 kids that I pick up in Greenfield Center, and it's they're all over. I mean, Porter Corners and out in Greenfield to the Wilton there, and the Greenfield Wilton Road, and it's a beautiful area. It really is.
It's just those long, luscious lands. It's, yeah. It's so
pretty. We shouldn't talk about it too much because before you know it, everybody will want to move out there and you'll have condos and housing developments all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. We'll keep it on the down low.
All right. So you moved up north from Clifton Park to Saratoga.
Yes. I actually kind of went backwards. I went from Clifton Park back to Gilderland and then to Saratoga. So okay. I kind of did a little bit of a back and forth.
And I just want to mention your husband a little bit. I met him at the track this summer because I work as a security guard there. And I just met him this morning and he seems like a great guy. Peter. Yeah.
He's from Loudonville.
Okay.
Went to CBA and then to Cortland. So we're two SUNY kids. And he, his father still lives in Loudonville and in West Palm Beach part of the year. He has three sisters. So we're prepping right now for a big Thanksgiving.
That's excellent.
I think we have 15 to 20 coming. So,
oh my gosh. We used to have that many and I don't know what happened, but they all go on their own, get married and they have to visit one, split the holidays and stuff. So,
you know, it's so funny. We have not had that problem. I don't know why. I try to really offer very good food to keep them coming every year and a lot of wine.
See, Easter used to be the big family gathering and my family, Easter Sunday, we'd get relatives from all over and when my aunt stopped doing it, we had them at our house, and we had about 30 people, cousins and aunts and uncles. Yeah, it's fun. You know, it's fun to get people together.
Yeah.
So what I want to do, what I want to go from here on out, you're in Saratoga, and let's tell us about Integrated Staffing Agency, and, you know, when did you start that?
So we opened in 2009. I've been in the industry since 94. So I have a lot of experience in this staffing field. Mm-hmm. And when we opened, we actually opened at like the tail end of the Great Recession, which is a great time to open a business.
Sure it is.
You know, there's so much going on. So for about the first 2 months, I pretty much hustled and twiddled my thumbs without any business whatsoever and really regretted my choices.
Huh.
And month number two, I decided that I was going to make an appointment with a very large organization. And I prepped for it and I did everything and I went there and they decided that they did want to work with us. Now, when I say us, it was me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on West Avenue in a little tiny office with one desk. And they decided they wanted to work with us and I was very excited. And then they said, we'd like to see your facility. And I said, oh, it's a desk with a phone. So I went to Steve Kamen, who owned 120 West Avenue, and I said, the office is empty next to us. Would you mind if I pretended like that was part of my office?
Yes.
Next thing you know, the entire building is bringing us furniture and phones and computers.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then two people offered to pretend like they were working for us.
Oh my gosh.
I had a friend call every 10 minutes, so it looked like we were very busy. And then another friend filed for me, so it looked like I had all of these employees, and we ended up getting the business.
Now, did Pete dress up as a UPS man and keep bringing boxes in, you know, more deliveries for you, more deliveries man
I did not
for
even
you.
Think of it. That would actually have worked out really well.
Because I could have got the UPS guy. I was just taking his uniform. But anyway, so were you on, what floor were you on?
So we were right with the suites on the second floor.
Okay, on the second floor. Okay.
Yeah. So and it was all like little small, like large and small individual suites.
Right, and
yeah.
That's where the conference room is too.
I think there's actually two conference rooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. So it was great, and it was nice because you'd be able to go downstairs and get your coffee fix in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So
it's a great spot.
Yeah. It was we really liked being there. Mm-hmm. So. My husband at the time was not part of the business. He actually owned his own business in Albany.
Okay.
So he came on board about year number three maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you grew, of course, from West Ave, correct? I mean, you mm-hmm. outgrew the spot.
We did. When we opened in 2009, we got this large client within about 2 months, which I was not anticipating. And really, it was basically because everybody kind of helped me in terms of 120 West. And we So we got this large client, and that kind of steamrolled, and all of a sudden we were getting some other large clients, and we weren't really anticipating it, and it was still just me, you know, kind of doing everything, and I'd bring in maybe a temp because that's what we did, but really it was basically me at the point, and we went from zero to $2.5 million in revenue in less than 2 years.
Wow. And you were doing something, right?
Well, we were, and then all of a sudden, as I tell everybody, you know, you think you're riding high, and then in 2013, all of our large clients went to national companies.
Oh, wow.
And
out.
We lost 90% of our business. And I tell everybody, like, at that point, we were, the bottom had kind of dropped out. And we just, you know, you pull up your bootstraps and you keep on going.
But it has to be in the back of your mind. I mean, when it happens, like, oh my gosh, what just happened?
It was devastating. We had bought a house up here, and it was, you know, we still had a few employees, but all of a sudden, you think you're going to kind of ride high like that, especially when you start out so strong,
right?
You know, and through nothing, it had nothing to do with us at all. It was just corporate going to national clients.
And that happens. I had my own business, and things like that happen off and on. And when it does, you say to yourself, "Oh, what did I get myself into? You know, what am I going to do now?"
Yeah.
And I was never very good at cold calling, but obviously you have to because of the business that you're in, and you get a lot of referrals.
We do. The longer you're in business, the more referrals you get.
Sure.
People, you know, trust you more. And so we do get a lot of referrals. When we first opened, we did a lot with the chamber and the SEDC and really kind of got our name, you know, out right from scratch. And I think that helps, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be involved in the city or even in the area with the county chamber, it's good. It gets your name out there. They have these mixers, and then they have the business to business downtown. And yeah, they have a lot of things going here for businesses. So you outgrew West Ave.
Well, so in 2013, we you know, lost 90% of our business. And then we actually... But we kind of stuck to our guns, and in 2016, we signed with New York State Racing Association.
Yeah.
And did all of their staffing at Saratoga Racecourse. And 2 years later, they gave us Belmont.
Really?
And so this past year, we W-2'd over 4,500 people.
Yeah.
And we staff 1,300 for Belmont. And about 1,000 for Saratoga.
Yep.
And then we also have all of our other clients.
That's great.
So, and at that point, so about 3 years ago, we did outgrow 120 West, and we bought our own building right on Maple Avenue.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so.
Now, get back to Naira, because, you know, I ran into you on purpose last year when you were having lunch up there with your husband. And who was it, Steve Kay? That was there, or was it somebody before him?
Steve came and did own 120 West.
No, up at the track. Was it
Chris Kay.
Chris Kay
was the CFO, CEO at the time.
Yeah.
So, and we didn't actually, it really wasn't, I give so much credit to Naira because, and to their human resources. We were very persistent. We started reaching out to Naira in 2009 when we opened, you know, and we knew, but we would go to every meeting, every Naira meeting, and finally they decided to give us a chance, and they didn't have to. As a woman-owned business in New York State, as a disabled woman-owned business, the fact that they took that risk, it just says a lot about their organization.
Yeah, and they got a new CEO this year.
Yeah.
And you still have a contract, so you'll be doing the... hiring.
Yep. We're doing Saratoga, definitely. Belmont, we're in negotiations.
Okay.
I don't anticipate having a problem, but yeah, we've been very happy with our relationship with
excellent.
Them. Excellent.
Yeah. I know from up there, I always see someone sitting by your time clock to make sure they punch in right. And because you do have a lot of what I like about your staffing there is you have a lot of high school kids and college kids, as well as the ones that come back every year, you know, the people that have the summers off or can do that. And, you know, a kid can get a nice summer job up there.
And what we try to do is we actually can hire down to 15 years old.
Okay.
But we also have a lot of teachers on staff.
Yeah.
Because we want parents to feel comfortable having their high school students. It's a large place. And
it
I think
is.
That's, so we have a lot of teachers on staff that supervise. We have at least 3 internal associates from integrated staffing that are there every day. Mm-hmm. Because we understand, especially for a lot of these kids, this is their first job.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that it, you know, is as safe and as comfortable for them as possible.
Most definitely. And the crowd up there sometimes can be a little forward. But no, it's interspersed very, very well. I mean, you have your supervisors that come through. So if anybody's thinking of having their child, 15 up, have a summer job, integrated
is
the one to see.
Yeah, we always, every year, we probably have about 50% retirees,
mm-hmm.
and then we're always recruiting for about 50% more. Mm-hmm. We do all of our job fairs at the Embassy Suites.
Okay.
So that's where we tend to bring everybody in at that point.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. What time of the year do you start doing that, like in June? Or?
Well, yeah. we this year, because we were recruiting for Belmont, so last year was our first year of recruiting for Belmont, and it was the Triple Crown.
Oh,
so we really walked into it. Was just absolute craziness. This year was a little bit better, but because the season between Belmont and Saratoga is shorter now.
I know.
So we basically end Belmont on June 9th, and then the following weekend we start job fairs for Saratoga. So we do not, there's not much of a break between about March and September.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to stay on NYRA, but... did you get any feedback from the 5 days a week?
For us personally, it was great.
Yeah.
Having 2 days off in a row for people, it was just a very nice, I think it was a great decision
situation.
On their part. Yeah. And it just, people weren't burnt out. We didn't have as much turnover. I liked it a lot.
You know, for people that, like me, I've been there since 2013. I wasn't for it at all. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my friends that are guards up there weren't for it. But I'll tell you, having the 2 days off, everybody said, you know, time goes by faster because you're not, you know, you have the 1 day off, you have to do everything. And then you're saying, oh my gosh, I got to go back to work tomorrow. So it was nice.
You know, I think that's how everybody felt. Going into it, like, oh, you know, we're going down to 5 days. And afterwards, everybody just seemed so much more relaxed.
Yeah.
The customer service was better. I really do think it was a great decision on their part.
Well, yeah, I do too, because now looking back, I think it was the most, it was the best year that we've had up there as workers, because of the time off. All right, so getting back to the business as far as you. You're a locally owned and operated temporary to permanent and permanent staffing agency. And you had mentioned that you're a woman, the business is owned by a woman, and with a disability. Did you find that challenging when you first started or not really?
So we are New York State certified woman-owned business.
Okay.
And in order to get that, you basically have to give them your firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're in New York, people.
I think it was like 9 years of tax returns. And right now I'm working with Department of Transportation for the disability owned as well. But for the women owned business, it's just a lot of hurdles to get through. But being New York State certified, we also have the New York State OGS contract.
Mm-hmm.
So we supply staff to New York State OGS, which is basically all the state departments.
Yeah.
So we also have that outside of NYRA. In getting that, having the New York State women owned certification makes a difference.
That's neat. Now, do they do that? Not that I want to get into a gender war, but do they do that for men too when they start a business? Do you have to?
So the certified women-owned business is they want to have a specific amount of spend for minority-owned and women-owned to kind of promote that.
Right.
And it's very big in New York State, and it is in some other states as well. We were down in Kentucky a couple of weeks ago, and they look at their women-owned spend and their disabled-owned spend quite frequently. So it really depends on what state you're in as to how that New York State or how that certification makes a difference.
Okay, because I know I applied when I started a business. I applied for my height because of my height. I'm short, and so I thought I could get away with it, but they said, "No, you're crazy." So. Well, you know, that's great that you can run a because knowing you from before, and we didn't know each other, but. You would never know that you had a disability, never. And I think that's wonderful to have such a big business as you do, and it doesn't mean a thing to you.
No, it's, so I do have MS, and I spend part of my time in the wheelchair, and I just have to, just to get places quickly. Mm-hmm. But I also, just in a personal basis, I'm a big believer in working out. And I do that often, and I do a lot of weight training, and that makes a big difference in terms of the disease and in terms of being able to run a 4,500 person company.
Right.
So I tell everybody, I'm like, and I started working out weight training 19 years ago back when I was doing triathlons.
Me.
And back when I was very, very athletic. So, and I just think that helps in terms
of. So you wouldn't know, but I work out every day. I'm working out on my 12 pack abs.
Oh, I can understand.
So, yeah, it's awful.
I got a donut ab. I understand that.
I just want to give the business locations. You have an office in Saratoga, and we'll give the phone numbers out after. I have an office in Glens Falls.
Glens Falls and Albany are satellite, so we do most of it
out of Saratoga. Okay. But if they wanted to call the offices, they could call the other two in Glens Falls and Albany.
Yes, definitely. But Saratoga is real. Yeah, we do most of it. We're actually putting on a large addition to our Saratoga location. We're going to make that kind of the headquarters with some satellite stuff.
Excellent. Any stories that we can talk about a little bit about the business that you hear feedback and that?
Absolutely. So I think, starting a business in 2009 and right during the recession, one of the things that I've found is, at the beginning it was all about persistence. Mm-hmm. We finally got clients because they were called 15, 16, 20 times and dropped off. And that really kind of propelled us into kind of our next steps, which was the NYRA and was the larger clients. But for the first about 6 years, that persistence in those making calls makes a big difference. But what happened as well is I finally got the opportunity to hire a great internal staff. And in doing so, was really able to elevate our business in a way that if I coasted along with myself and a temperate, I never would have got, we wouldn't have gotten to the place that we are now. And so I tell everybody, I really need to give credit to, we have about six internal staff, seven, eight during track season. They really are what kind of propelled us into that next level.
Well, they always say the employees are the front line of the business, and if you have good employees, you have a chance of a more successful business than if you have employees to turn people off.
Yeah, absolutely. And committed, and the work ethic. I mean, when we are in Belmont, we're traveling up here to Belmont. We're staying at hotels for 5 days. We're recruiting 1,200 people. We're doing seven job fairs, and we're traveling back and forth. And to have this committed staff working for it, just it made a huge difference. Yeah.
It makes you feel better too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as a business owner, I'm a big believer in compensation and benefits. We do flex time. Mm-hmm. So if somebody, I have a doctor's appointment, you're not going to lose that time. I'm not taking that away from you. That's not fair. So we really do try to really make it as palatable for our employees as possible.
Yeah, that's a great atmosphere to work in.
Yeah.
I mean, you get more dedication, I think, because they know that you're very easy to work with.
Absolutely. You know, and we are. And having been in this industry for so long, I've been on their side for longer than I haven't. So mm-hmm. I understand kind of what they're going through. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know the three items that I think you based your business on is innovation, growth, and persistence. And we've already covered growth and persistence. What about innovation?
So I think that's, and I tell all of our employees that that's one of my, I feel, shortcomings. So that's where hiring a good staff came in. Mm-hmm. And it just, in terms of innovating, our industry is actually probably one of the more relic industries than, you know, we're not making any type of chips or, you know, we're staffing services have been around since, I think they said 1810. And the first staffing service was in Norway, and it was a guy on his bicycle going around to different factories to see if they needed any employees. Wow. And his name, it started a company called Randstad, and then Randstad kind of snowballed into Kelly Services and Manpower. So innovation is probably on the lower end, and it's something that I take very seriously, but in terms of my industry, it just doesn't happen as often. So in terms of innovating, one of the things that we like to do is that whole giving back. Any permanent placement, we plant a tree for. Any temporary placements, we do like gift cards. During the last government shutdown, mm-hmm. we purchased $205 Starbucks gift cards for any of the state workers to at least get a cup of coffee.
Sure,
so like neat. Things like that to kind of try to also maintain ourselves in the community, because I think it's very easy to kind of get into your business aspect and not look outward.
Mm-hmm. You know, that to me, that means, you know, you're a locally owned and operated company, but you also care about the businesses you serve.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that is right there in itself. It's almost like you're a small town business with that type of philosophy, but you do it on a much bigger scale. But you keep that small homegrown business and, you know, just put it out on a larger scale, which is great.
One of the things that I tell people is that first client that we got in 2009, where we had to, you know, take over the other office, they're still our client. So after 10 years, the fact that we're still working with them. Mm-hmm. And so when you call our office, half the time I'm answering the phone.
Yeah.
And so you're always, but we do look, you know, we have national clients. So we recruit in California and Nebraska and North Carolina. And we're doing a bid for Florida. And so, but we have that, still have that small, that hometown, small town feel.
Feel, yeah. Right. That's neat.
Yeah. So
that, and people, I think, feel more comfortable with that rather than acting like a big, big corporation. You know, they want you down to their, where they are comfortable talking to you, and the owner's always available.
You know, and they like us, and I also think we remember, oh, hey, how's your son doing at such and such school? And, you know, it just makes a difference. So
yeah.
We try, and we do that across the board. That's our big focus, is to really maintain that personal level. And as a result, we kept, you know, mm-hmm. some of our clients.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever have any feedback from some of the companies you serve that maybe, you know, get a hold of you and say, you know, we really enjoy your work and, you know, we've passed your name on?
We do.
Yeah, we got a phone call, so why don't we take this first,
yeah, sure.
Okay? Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Rick. It's Nancy. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Do you have jobs for like the over 50 crowd and people that are maybe switching gears, the empty nesters who are maybe, you know, want to start a new career? Do you have work for them? And do you provide assistance with resumes? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks so much.
Okay, Nancy, thank you. So two questions. You don't just cater to the young?
No. It's I tell people we have at the track a gentleman who was born in 1925.
1925.
So he's still he's been at the track for about 42 years, and he comes back every summer. And so we definitely, I believe, probably about 25% of our current staff is in the over 50. And New York State OGS is a common place where we can where we have placements for that.
Mm-hmm. How about the second question? Do you provide assistance?
We don't really, we don't do resume markups. We're not a resume service. Mm-hmm. But if somebody came to us and said, I have this, this, and this experience, and I have this resume, we fluff it up for the position that we're looking at them for.
Okay.
So we're resume fluffers, not resume doers.
Right, doers. And we'll get into some of that later on in the show, some of the myths and different things that people should look for when they go to apply for a job. But that's good that you, you know, would help the resume, not build the resume, but kind of add to it to make it more.
Yes, so they're more marketable to right. that specific job.
And now your first point on a resume is not to have an office and get other people in the building come in and sit at desk. That's not what you want to put in there. Okay.
No, I don't think so. It worked for me, but...
That went out in 2000,
see,
right?
Exactly.
In 2000. Okay. Of course, you know, and you've got a great website, integratedstaffingcorp.com. And, you know, when I went on there, it's just a lot of information, but easy to go through. And every section, it's contact us for more information. I mean, you want that personal touch through there. And on every page, you have that, which I think is fantastic. You know, I mean, just to keep people. Now, you have some, you like you said, you work for different criteria. You got employers,
mm-hmm.
people looking for a job. So some of the things that you do for employers.
Yes.
The service you provide, payroll transfer program, what would that be?
So say you're a small business and you have, say, five employees,
mm-hmm.
But you no longer want to cover your own workers' compensation. You don't want to pay taxes. You want somebody else to take care of that. You don't want to file your New York State. You could transfer those five employees to Integrated Staffing. We would pay them. We would charge the company owner a fee. They could even put themselves under that group. And that way, all of the logistics of hiring and staffing and maintaining and the New York State requirements are covered by Integrated Staffing.
Mm-hmm.
So every employee that we have, you know, and as I said, we W-2'd 4,500 last year. Every single employee is Integrated Staffing, my employee. I sign every check that goes out. So they're working directly for me. And that takes a lot of the minutiae of employment off of the business owner.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know what, that's important because if it's, you know, if you're busy, that takes some time to sit down and figure all that out and deduct every week and, you
and
know.
It's expensive. I mean, workers' compensation, you have one injury,
mm-hmm.
that can affect your ratings and your rates
sure.
for years to come because of the fact that we have such a large workers' compensation policy, we can take a hit much more comfortably than a lot of smaller companies.
You can assume some of that
yeah,
liability.
Absolutely.
Well, the same thing, too, if someone collects unemployment under you, then your unemployment rate goes up.
Exactly. But. And we do, but we're because of the fact that we're historically now, you know, we have the layoffs from Saratoga that, you know, so we historically our unemployment, we've paid a lot in. So it just doesn't affect us as much as it would a small business
small,
owner.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
So and one of the other things that we do is we mirror a traditional company in the fact that we have workers' compensation. We do the New York State taxes. We offer Affordable Care Act health insurance. We offer holiday pay. We offer vacation pay. Right now, New York State has just rolled out sexual harassment training, which is extensive. Well, we do that for all of our employees. So you're covered. You're not liable. as an employer, you know, as a business owner, we've taken care of that for you. Yeah,
we had to take a two-hour course at the track on that. And I mean, pretty much of it is pretty standard. But in today's world, you get people that are stuck in their mindset and can make it tough on members of each sex, you know.
Yeah, it's, absolutely. No, it's definitely, I think it's extensive, but it's definitely, it minimizes, you know, any of the legal issues.
Well, yeah, and it lays out a path that the employee can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, there's more of a roadway to how to solve the problem today. And where if steps aren't followed after they report you, then, you know, you've got a little leverage on that, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
That's good. And some of the, I see some of the areas of companies that you serve in the surrounding areas other than Saratoga, Glens Falls, Albany, and as you said, down in New York, down in Florida, you administrative assistants.
Exactly, yes. We do administrative assistance, support staff, yes.
Yeah, secretaries, account clerks, receptionists, office clerks, warehouse associates. They do associate, too. laborers, Class A and B drivers, Class A and B. So you do get the training that's set up with, I'm sure, a provider that...
No, we actually will only recruit... They already have to have Class A
hazmat. Class A.
Yeah,
B.
Class
okay.
B with, you know, passenger endorsements. But they're already done, and then we recruit them for a specific client. But we don't do any of the pallet jack or training.
I thought you may have. So you have a company that you could hook them up with if they have the proper.
Exactly, if they have the proper licensing.
Okay. And again, you know, if you're interested in any of this, you can email. Integrated Staffing, info@integratedstaffingcorp.com. And just remember that Integrated Staffing Corp, because it's in their website and it's in their info. I want to take a public service break. We're kind of required by that, and sometimes I forget. So we'll take a short break, and we'll be back when the PSAs are done.
The lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Building relationships during recovery from mental and substance use disorders can put the strength of family and community behind you. We're all connected, offering encouragement, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, you're back with Talk Saratoga, and we have a special guest this morning, Diana Yazzie, owner of Integrated Staffing Corporation, and what a great company that is. I've spoken to more businesses that take advantage of their services, and I haven't heard a bad thing about them yet. But as we keep going, you know, I'm only kidding. that's my sense of humor, you know, warped. I want to get back to some of the sectors of your business. Temporary services. Talk a little bit about, because you do temporary services, temporary to permanent and permanent. So there's three different sections that you can provide people with. And so why don't we talk about temporary?
So temporary services, basically we do a lot of seasonal work. Currently we're working with a lot of distribution centers for the holidays, and that's straight temporary work. Runs, you know, October through January. We even consider, you know, the track as temporary, straight temporary work.
Oh, sure.
We know that you're going to be working for 6 weeks and then your position is over. Temporary to permanent, we have clients that come to us and ask, you know, we need somebody, we want somebody on a permanent basis. We'd like to try them out first. And so basically we're given the opportunity to find them a great candidate. Who's going to work with them for, say, 3 months, and then be hired on permanently by the client. One of the things that our employees, although we do offer a 401k and retirement, they have to work a certain amount of time. So it's always an incentive to try to get a permanent position mm-hmm. with our clients. It's a very good foot in the door, as we say.
Now, my daughter went to a temporary service. And they found her a job at one of the banks down in Clifton Park as a mortgage closer.
Oh.
And after a year, the bank offered her a full-time job, which in a way I think is great because then she was covered under the benefits and that. But I think it's great because they have that time to see how the employee's going to grow. You know, they may be good when they start, but they just don't have the extra oomph to grow with the job. So they thought a lot of her, and they created a position for her in that department and hired her for full time. So
that's great,
and that's got to be rewarding for you too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we find that's where that whole plant a tree when we get a permanent placement. We really feel like we've brought a good fit together. We've mm-hmm. made that match. And they might not have found each other otherwise.
Exactly.
So we have people that we placed permanently 10 years ago that still have a job. And it just makes us, you know, one of our goals is we would rather have everybody phase into a permanent position. We really, that really makes us feel good.
Well, sure, that's a good, and it's a good point to talk to prospective people that come looking for a job. I mean, you have the resume without the fluff to show what you do, mm-hmm. you know, and we've had quite a few people that have steady jobs now and started out as a temporary.
Absolutely.
And for a business, I can't imagine not wanting that if you're just creating a new position or, you know, you want to see how a person is. I know they always say you have a 3-month training period, but sometimes that's not enough, you know.
And sometimes not even enough for the employee. You know, the employee's like, I'm not sure what I'm looking for.
Right.
Especially we get a lot of people out of college. They're like, I don't know where I want to be. So this is a great kind of way to kind of see different industries.
Sure.
Is going through a staffing service. And our pay rates are pretty much on scale with what people would be making on a permanent basis mm-hmm. anyway. So really, it's a really good kind of stepping stone.
Right. And it's a win-win for both. Permanent placing. You've got the staff and you can provide quality and screened applicants because they're dealing with you. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of feel them out as far as how you want to place them. Where would you think they'd be a better fit than somewhere else? And that might be better than going to a business and having, I know they still have to go and with their resume and that, but at least you give them a little background.
So what we do for permanent placement is we'll have specific jobs that we'll recruit for specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of engineering permanent placement, paralegal permanent placement. So we'll get a job, oh, we do a lot of IT permanent placement. So we'll get a job description that is very specific And then we have the recruiting capabilities to go into a lot of different recruiting streams, not just Indeed.com or Monster.com. We can really kind of go into a lot of like passive recruitment for these specific positions. So we find, we get a position and then we find the candidate on a permanent basis. For temporary and temporary permanent, we currently have 10,000 active people in our system that we could go to for temporary to permanent. For those permanent jobs, it's a specific recruitment, kind of a different philosophy.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I know when we were 2 years ago, we talked a little bit about this before the show, but, you know, I've been involved in the past three charter change initiatives here in Saratoga to change the form of government. And last time we were going for a city manager form with a mayor and council. And there's an organization called the City Managers Association. And what it is, it's a bulletin board that you go to. You put your job out that you're looking for, and then it's on their bulletin board. And any city manager in the country, if they want to relocate to Saratoga, will apply for the job. And then your council interviews maybe the top six of the resumes they get, and then they whittle it down to the one they hire. So it's like you, I think, where you have places you can go to that are having putting jobs up, you know.
Yeah, and kind of getting down to that, like, very, you know, you drill down to a very specific recruitment, because we'll do an engineer, mechanical engineer that needs pulp manufacturing, and we have specific areas that we can recruit, and a lot of these larger companies just don't, you know, don't have that area to go for recruitment.
Now, we did talk a little bit about the payroll service that you can do for small business. How about bigger companies?
So we currently have we have a funding company behind us. So I have unlimited payroll capabilities. I have up to $1 billion worth of payroll capabilities. If I were to fund this all by myself, I couldn't do it. I just don't have that, you know, to do. During our busy season, we could easily be doing $1 million a week in payroll, and I just don't have that capability.
Well, sure.
So we have a funding company. So the larger organizations don't necessarily want to use a staffing service for permanent, for their permanent employees. They'd use us for temporary, but we do have those capabilities to really payroll and fund larger businesses as well.
Because I think many, businesses today do like to farm their payroll out for the reasons we talked about before. And a lot of things, too, is direct deposit. And I think that's a little easier, more so than writing checks. I know a friend of mine who had a large business wouldn't hire anybody if they didn't want direct deposit. So, I mean, just because the company that did his payroll said, you know, we want to do direct deposit. So
we do direct deposit. We do live checks. And then we also do pay card. And, you know, if you go to New York State, basically you either it's direct deposit or pay card. If you're getting unemployment, it's pay card. There's no other options.
Right.
But we do offer those three. But we're not, and some people get this confused. We're not a payroll company per se. We're not a paychecks or we're, you know, if you want a payroll, but we're taking your employees and they're becoming our employees. So when you say payroll, we're the ones that they're working now for integrated staffing at that client.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different when we say payroll than the paychecks or that type of thing.
Okay. There's some myths that are out there, and there's five reasons your business should use a staffing agency. And there are five myths out there. Myth number one is you can only use a temp employment agency to find temporary workers.
Yep.
So the reality of that?
So basically, a majority of staffing services do so much more. You know, we do permanent placement. We do temporary placement. But we also do temp to perm. And in addition, we do a lot of safety consultations because our workers' comp, we're so knowledgeable in workers' compensation and in OSHA recordables. We can kind of help you in terms of that and then grow your business, and hopefully you'll use us for staffing as well. So temporary staffing services are not just strictly temporary.
And see, I think that That also is a big bonus in your industry for or in your business. As you go more and more, more years and more years, you obtain a knowledge of state rules and things that the state are looking for and you know, different departments of the state. So you can pass that information on when somebody comes in. So you could give them where to go to get this help or, you know.
Which is a very good point. Over the last 4 years, New York State has put in place three very big policy changes. The first was the fact that every single person has to have a wage notification at their start of hire, and if their wage changes at all, every single person that you're employed by has to have that wage notification. The second regulation New York State put in was FMLA. Every single employee of ours is now covered under Family Medical Leave Act. Mm-hmm. So any single employee can get up to 12 weeks for taking care of a sick parent, a sick child, adoption, pregnancy. FMLA was the second thing. And then this year, New York State put in sexual harassment. And sexual harassment is the third of this. All of these things, not every employer is knowledgeable on, but we have to be because we do employ so many people.
And that's great. I mean, that wouldn't make me want to put my business with you because you have the knowledge of that, and I can take an extra week's vacation.
Yeah.
But now I'm beyond that point anyway. Myth number two is hiring through a staffing agency means you'll pay more. And that's a fallacy, too.
It is. We do a comparison of costs, and one of the things that helps us is the workers' compensation we pay for and the separation costs for those unemployment insurances. That's not hitting their policies. It's hitting mine.
Yeah.
So you can look and say, oh, I'm paying a premium on these temporary services. But in actuality, you're not, because on the back end, we're the ones taking care of that.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's really how, so when we go in and we sell this to a client, we say, here's what your cost would be to hire a human resources person, to hire this person to do the ad, and then to do your workers' comp and your separation. And here's what ours is, and it's one flat fee. It's the employee's pay rate plus a markup, and that's it. Yeah. There's nothing else.
And that's good. I mean, all these are good for businesses, you know. Myth number three, the job candidates are often flighty, unskilled, or unable to commit to full-time jobs.
And this goes kind of back to that whole temporary to permanent.
Mm-hmm.
We want to find you the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're using a staffing service, we do some screening prior. We do a lot of reference checking. We'll do any skills testing that they're looking for. We do a drug and a background check. So up front, before they even start, we're doing a lot of screening. We try not to make this happen in terms of being unskilled or flighty, and it does. Sometimes it's just not a good fit. So at least going into it, we're knowledgeable. You know, we know that they have the skills and the talent, and whatever happens, unfortunately, after we place them, it's still people. You know, there's only so much you can do.
Oh, yeah, there's only so much they can prove to the employer that they want to be full-time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if I said I want to be a weatherman and you say, do you have any background? No, but I can go outside and tell you if it's going to rain or not as well as they can, but because you're 50% right and you're 50% wrong, you know. But that's great, because I think that as a business owner using your services, I would want you to send over candidates that are at least, to the best of your knowledge, will be a fit in my company. You're not going to send somebody over, and there's nothing wrong with any job anybody has, but you're not going to send somebody that works at McDonald's to an engineering company. You know, I mean, that's just not right.
You'd be laughed out of town.
Probably. Right. But now this, if the McDonald's worker was looking for a full-time job and went to that engineering company by himself, you know, I mean, but you would say, look, it's not realistic. Let's give you some options here that you would fit in.
And clients are paying us. And any way you look at it, we want to find them the qualified candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And even up front, in terms of our recruiting costs, we're spending money to get them the qualified candidate. So we're going to do everything possible to make sure that it works.
Yeah, you know? And you're keeping a client
way,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. All right, myth number four. if you like a temporary employee, you won't be able to hire him or her full time.
Yeah, no, every single person has that opportunity. After 3 months approximately, and this is standard for most staffing services, they can be hired on permanently by the client. We would never hold a candidate back from getting a permanent job.
Now, see, I'm going to go back to my daughter, and I don't know who she used, but they had her sign a 1-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether that's standard in the industry or not, I don't know. Of course, the job didn't open up until a year after she was there. Like I said, they had a position for her, but that would be your ultimate goal. Like we had talked about earlier, if you sent someone as a temp over to a business and the business enjoyed them and they performed for them and they hired them full time, here again, we said that's a feather in your cap.
Exactly. We are never going to block somebody from getting a permanent position. That's not fair to our employees.
Mm-hmm.
So your daughter's contract might have specified a year with the client.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we typically do 3 months.
Okay.
So it really depends on the client and how they want to work. Maybe they knew they didn't have a position for a year. You know, there's some subtleties involved there. But my goal when we opened in 2009 was that we will never block somebody from having a permanent position, regardless of what our contract says.
And I know it wasn't you because she told me the company, and it just didn't ring a bell with me. So I things sieve out of my mind real easy. Myth number 5 is you can only use a staffing agency for entry level positions.
So basically, as I've said, we've recruited across boards. So we do a lot of IT recruitment out of New York City. For $90, $100 an hour jobs. People use staffing services now. The employment market is so tight that people are looking at any avenue to find their employees. Right now we're at a 3.4% unemployment rate in upstate New York. I feel maybe it's a little bit higher. That's basically full employment.
Right.
So they're looking at every avenue for every job, and we're there to kind of step in and use some of our recruiting skills.
Now, do you think the economy's been doing better? There's been more jobs opening up, and do you find that is helping your business too?
It's hard, you know. And there's a point, you know, during the recession where we wanted the clients,
right,
and we had more than enough employees. Now we have enough clients; we could always use more. And it's finding the people that want to make that transition who aren't currently working. So it's a weird, this is the strangest, the fact that we have such low employment, I haven't seen this in my 26 years of working in this industry. This is unusual.
Well, I think, too, what's great is that even minorities, it's the lowest unemployment rate for minorities. And I think that breaks a myth down right now, too, is that you can't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a job, but you have to be willing to work, as I'm sure you have enough positions, just for temporary, that people, if they want to work, they can work.
And they can work and get paid quite well right now. I don't think people realize that these aren't $7, $8 an hour jobs anymore. There's so much competition that people keep on raising their pay rate.
Raise the bar.
So, you know, it's definitely unusual what people are getting paid at this point for positions that 10 years ago would have paid half.
So, I mean, personally, I would love to use a service that you provide rather than going to a place to apply for a job. I think having that referral from you is a little bit of a sense for the employer that, okay, they may have found that they're the best fit for me or that they would be a good employee. Of course, they'd have to try them out. That rather than going directly to the place, you know, I think that's, to use a service like yours, I think is almost like a reference.
It is a great foot in the door for our employees, and it's a great foot in the door for our employers, because either way, they're kind of, you know, testing the waters without having to make a huge commitment on either part.
Want to talk about in our time? Well, you know what? We're going to have to do another show because it's a minute after 9.
No way. Hey, wow.
Yeah, and I have to get John and the Polka Magic Show on the air, so I'd like to have you back because there's about three or four more pages of questions I had to talk to you about we didn't get to, so maybe sometime in the spring if before Belmont or that.
I would absolutely love it. We could do a little recruitment. That sounds great.
That's great, yeah. And I loved having you here, and I'm going to give the website out again. It's integratedstaffingcorp.com. www before it. And if you want to get a hold of them, it's info@integratedstaffingcorp.com. And the Saratoga phone number is 518-583-7823. That's 518-583-7823. But go to the website. It has a contact at every page, and talk to Diana or one of her staff, and you can get to Diana. I know that. So thank you for being with us, and we'll see you next Saturday. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too, Rick.
Okay, and everybody out there, eat a lot of turkey, and we'll see you next Saturday.